Walmart has opened its 100th company-owned EV fast charging site, bringing its fast-growing network to 100 stores across 20 states. The milestone site is at the Walmart Supercenter at 16218 Jackson Creek Parkway in Monument, Colorado. It has 8 charging plugs, 4 CCS1 and 4 NACS, capable of delivering up to 400 kW. However, most EVs can't yet accept the full 400 kW. Reaching 100 sites is an important milestone, and our broad footprint positions us to make EV charging more accessible for communities while expanding the ways we serve our customers, said Shane Wallmeyer, Senior Vice President of Walmart Energy. The kind of fast chargers Walmart is installing. Most Walmart charging sites have 8 to 16 plugs, divided between CCS1 and NACS. The Monument Station's 8-plug setup is typical of the network's smaller sites. Walmart is using 400 kW chargers from Switzerland-based ABB E-Mobility and the Italian charger maker Alpitronic. The hardware models are ABB's A400 All-in-1 and Alpitronic's HYC400 Hypercharger. ABB hardware is at the Monument Co. site. ABB says its A400 can supply 200 kW to each of 2 EVs simultaneously, or send the full 400 kW to 1 vehicle. Walmart's Alpitronic units work similarly. One charger has a CCS1 cable and a NACS cable and can serve 2 stalls. At an early Walmart site in McKinney, Texas, EV expert Tom Molofny charged a GMC Hummer EV, which pulled more than 300 kW and charged from 1% to 53% in 27 minutes, according to an Inside EV's test. Walmart built the software itself. Walmart buys its charging hardware, but its software platform is built in-house by Walmart Global Tech. The company says its engineers developed the system that connects the chargers, processes live availability and performance data, manages payments, and sends station information to Apple Maps, Google Maps, PlugShare, ChargeHub, and Chargeway. The customer-facing side is built into the regular Walmart app, so drivers don't need to download a separate charging app. They can locate a charger, start a session, pay, and monitor charging from their phone. Walmart Plus members receive a discount on charging. Walmart says additional payment methods are coming as the network expands. That's important because requiring an app is a hassle for drivers who simply want to pull up, use a credit card, and charge. When a customer pulls into a Walmart to charge, we want the experience to feel as reliable and effortless as the rest of their shopping trip, said Adam Happel, General Manager of Walmart Retail EV Charging. We're proud to reach 100 sites, but our focus remains on building a network customers can count on every time they charge with us. Top comment by Bruce Maher. We used one while driving through Phoenix last week. Excellent experience. The more the merrier. Walmart originally said it planned to install chargers at thousands of Walmart and Sam's Club stores by 2030. With more than 5,200 U.S. locations and about 90% of Americans living within 10 miles of one, Walmart has the real estate to become one of the country's largest fast charging networks. Read more. Portland Airport can charge 20 rental EVs at once from overhead. If you've ever considered going solar, make it easy by finding a trusted, reliable solar installer near you that offers competitive pricing by checking out EnergySage. It has hundreds of pre-vetted solar installers competing for your business, ensuring you get high-quality solutions and save 20-30% compared to going it alone. Plus, it's free to use, and you won't get sales calls until you select an installer and share your phone number with them. Your personalized solar quotes are easy to compare online, and you'll get access to unbiased energy advisors to help you every step of the way. Get started here. FTC, we use income-earning auto affiliate links. More comments.